Okay, the fun and festivities started while we were doing the intro music. How are you, everybody? Time or patience? I mean, you pour one bottle the next, you leave it on your counter for 24 hours. There really isn't anything to do. But then again, I also get it. Sometimes I'm like, I need a drink right now. So off of my two bottles. And I'm almost out of this mellow corn. I need to tomorrow possibly look for a Halloween special creepy drink. Although I am going to get some special bourbon to taste. I'm not allowed to have the whole bottle, apparently, but I will have something special to taste. leave it in an oak barrel for a while to age. No, it takes 24 to 48 hours. That's it. It's just a little bottle. You pour your bottle into that bottle. You leave it on the counter for maybe a day. And you're done. That's it. Works great. It's how you can basically take a bottle of booze that's like that. I mean, you won't lose the peaty flavor. You just mellow out some of the rest of the harshness. I mean, it's basically the same as if they had aged it X amount. So if you have a 16 or if you have an 8 versus a 16, well, you can basically simulate the extra years that they would be aging it in their barrels by just putting it in this bottle. Done it. You don't really lose the peat flavor. But, you know, any way you slice it, a delicious drink is a delicious drink. So cheers to all of you out there. Yeah, you can just go to oakbottle.com or you can buy the little oak sticks on Amazon. Just drop them in your bottle. Done. So how are all of you tonight? We've got a nice crew going on. We have Monkey Nips, Cat Minecrafter, and Wild Bill Flint and Krista hanging out. It's good to see everybody. Bill's had a weird week. He's had a lot of alcohol. Cat Minecrafter stopped her precious, precious TikTok productions to stop by, so I appreciate that. Krista, how are you doing? Have you recovered and gotten over any... Well, I don't know if it'd really be jet lag, but going back from being out of town, sometimes for me it takes a couple days. And Black Cat's here and says, "Cheers! You had a milkshake today. Did it bring all of the boys to the yard? Was it better than theirs? And what flavor was it?" But as we're chatting and talking today, today's topic is: are you afraid of the? So I wanted to talk about any things that you've either were afraid of as a kid or maybe are afraid of now, things that transitioned, irrational, blah, 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 blah. So we're just going to throw them out there and rap about that a little bit because it is the month of October, so we might as well talk a little bit about some creepy stuff. Howdy, crew, King Dinosaur says as he stops in. King Dinosaur, howdy to you, too. We do have tomorrow, I am making sure to nail down the details, but we are going to have La Balana Winters. Lady Winters is going to be here. We're going to talk about, I think, some of her horror movie production adventures that she's been on, as well as sharing some personal creepy stories. So I'm excited about that tomorrow. And then next week, we are slated to try to get Phil the Glass back on here. We're going to be talking about a giallo horror flick. Once I nail that down with him, I will post a link to where you can all watch that movie for free. I believe the full movie is on YouTube. So you can watch that movie before we talk about it. That way then you can pipe into the chat if you wish. Krista had a little bit of jet lag and been restless trying to sleep. Symphony of Crickets, yo. I'm telling you, I didn't sleep for shit yesterday either. And I don't know. My stomach felt like it was all like twisted up. I just felt off today. I went to the gym, but I had to take a nap and I was just like, ugh, felt beat up. You slept for 10 hours? God, that sounds glorious. I need to get to bed early today. So I'm not going to fuck around down here in the computer after the show's over. I'm going to produce my thing and then I'm going to go to bed. I promise. Maybe. More than likely, I will have a nicotine pouch and watch some bullshit on YouTube and then go to bed. It's besides the point. How is everyone else's week shaping up? Mine's going okay so far. It's a Monday in the bag. I got some prep work done for this new project at work, so I'm really hoping to focus more on that tomorrow and just put rubber to the road. So I'm going to be a busy boy. Well, busy boy, busy bee. Let's also talk about things that I fucked up. About this package of these, like, terry cloth towels, like rags, that are fairly good if you're just, like, wiping stuff up in the kitchen or outside, whatever. And, like, man, there's, like, a lot of fuzz and stuff on them. So I'm like, oh, I know. I'm going to, like, wash them and dry them. Totally not thinking. Put in one of my workout shirts and this little, like, one of those buff gator things. Man, did they just get covered in fucking fuzz. So you know what? All that shit is just going to go get donated to charity. I hope the rest of that fuzz is like sort of off there at this point. But what a mess. Black Cat Poppy had weird dreams about dry cleaning. Can you tell us about this dry cleaning? But yes, it is only Monday. Only one day down, sir. Kat, do you have anything? So again, we're talking about like, what are you, is there anything about your, about dry cleaning, whether it's the operation itself or the office of the building or whatever, is there anything in there that you are just a little bit either afraid of or nervous around to operate? Cat Minecrafter thought it was Wednesday. Yes. Not yet. It'll be there before you know it, but you remember waking up talking about it, but you have no idea what it was about. Who are you talking to about it, Mr. Peppercorn? A lot of scary stuff. Well, come on, share. And what about anybody else? Do you have anything at your places of employment that scare you a little bit? You know, I'm not talking about like you have to bunch up your panties and you almost shit yourself. Just like, even if you just have like that trepidation, where you're like, oh, every time I don't like doing this. Let's share it. Kat says there's a big metal steamer thing that will burn you if you use it wrong. Steam burns are terrifying. And lots of chemicals. I admit I have a little bit of a chemical burn fear. I had this like toner cleaner stuff burn a hole in one of my boots. And I had to like take my boot off. I'm like, oh my God. It was like alien blood. I'm like, dude, that will melt through your fucking foot. And I was like, oh shit. I don't like the idea of chemical burns. Definitely seen people almost lose an arm in the cardboard baler. Jesus Christ. Do you mean like when you worked at the hospital in the basement or on the corner from the morgue? Yeah, stuff like that. Like, you know, did you get like that weird feeling like you're being watched down there? Or what? Like that kind of scary. Any kind of scary. It could be something that made you feel uneasy or off, like spooky. Or it could be like, oh my God, every time I turn this thing on, I'm afraid it's going to explode and disintegrate me into giblets. How does that cardboard baler necessarily work? Cat Minecrafter says there's also a big washing machine in the back, and sometimes you have to kind of put an arm in to get clothes out. What if someone robs the store and pushes you in there and you die by a huge washing machine? That's one of those funny things you go, who the fuck would do that? Nobody would do that. But it is a terrifying thought. Being trapped and locked in a giant washing machine, have somebody turning it on, that is pretty terrifying. Lathes and table saws. Those things absolutely want you dead, and you'll never convince me otherwise. Lathes. Like, table saws also really freak me out, like, a lot. But lathes are terrifying. And I think maybe only pseudo second to lathes are like angle grinders. This guy posted a picture. He had one of those plastic face shields. And there was like a quarter piece of a grinding wheel that was like in it, like right by his eye. And it was like, it had gone through the plastic before the plastic finally stopped it. But he's like, yeah, wear eye protection, folks. Hey. Loopy Lee's here. Hi, Loopy Lee. How you doing? Loopy Lee, by the way, is organizing the Great Ormond Street Hospital charity that runs all this next week. If you are a person and you do any streaming whatsoever and you're thinking about possibly helping out, make sure you hit up Loopy Lee and see if she has any other slots open that she needs to cover. I will be streaming that next Friday from 11 p.m. till 2 in the morning. So that's going to be a special late night Friday stream in the old Cigargoyle Lounge. But I'm doing all right there, Loopy. Just talking to all the friends out over here. And today we're talking about stuff that scares you a little bit or spooks you a little bit. Even if it's not the supernatural type of creepy. Just that, whether it was things that you were afraid of when you were a kid or now as an adult. You know, the last thing we talked about were like lathes, table saws, and angle grinders. Angle grinders will fuck your shit up. Lathes are all possessed by evil spirits, and they want you dead. Bill, I 1,000% agree with that. It's fucking creepy. Inexpensive saw stops, yeah. Well, I mean, we had the conversation, what was that, with Dash? Like, oh, just take the guard off. Yeah, and then guys getting, like, their faces chopped off and shit. You're training a guy in a hot foil stamper about a million years ago. I said, don't do that! And he did it. He blew the end of his finger off. What the fuck? Oh my God. The same thing with Dremels. Yeah, those like little grinding discs. I mean, if they shatter, that's a high speed blade basically flying at you. Spiders in heights. Any spiders at all or particular spiders? Heights for me are weird because I've had sometimes where like I'm up there and it doesn't bother me at all. And then there's other situations where I'm up on something and it really freaks me out. And I think it's like if there's any movement or something, like on a tower where it like sways, that's a no thank you. But like crawling up on a roof doesn't bother me. Maybe it's that I don't trust the construction. I'm always worried that it's going to break and fall. All spiders? Loopy's dad used to chase her around the house and throw them on her. And used to make you cry as a kid. Oh no. Drain flies? I hate those things. And then when you kill them, they mash in like this black powder crud. And the fact that they're in there feeding off of gunk and a clogged up drain is disgusting. And yes, they do reproduce at a ridiculously fast rate. I'm not as scared of those things, I just hate them. I hate drain flies. They're fucking disgusting. Blanket, they were all laughing at this guy who gets his finger blown off. Throwing spiders on you. Did you see that picture, Loopy? The spider that I posted on Twitter a while back? That was a big honker. Like, little spiders aren't a big deal, but like when you almost walk into them and they almost hit you in the face. That's a no thanks. No thanks. Krista's afraid of the dark in capitals. Is that like the dark side half or just darkness? Basements and snakes. So basically a basement is like a triple threat worse for you because you could go in a basement and it could be dark and there could be snakes down there. It's a combo. It's a bad combo breaker. They're cold breezes and electrical outages in the basement, King Dinosaur. Yeah, King Dinosaur, I want to know more about the morgue hospital thing. No, you didn't. You might not want to look for it because it's if you don't like spiders, that was a big boy. As a very large orb weaver. Fish nuggets scare you? Come on. No, they don't. They do not. I mean, you might be like, ooh, gross. But are you really afraid of those? Krista says, thanks for the... Hey, I'm just looking out for you, Krista. Just trying to make sure you don't accidentally go into a basement. And you're like, shit, I totally forgot. This is my worst nightmare. You have a fish phobia? But But that's not even like a fish. I mean, okay, if you really are afraid of fish, but then like nuggets in particular, or did you just, because you always want to talk about nuggets? King Dinosaur talking about this morgue basement hospital says it was always dim down there. The hallway with the morgue was pretty spooky. How long did you have that job, King Dinosaur? Did you ever see or experience anything weird there? And also, his friend Dave was a maintenance man at the Keys, and he let you in the morgue one time. Ooh. The scariest thing is the sound of noisy shoes on linoleum floors. Huh? Like, in general, or just, like, when you're in a hospital morgue creepy space? So, like, if somebody just has a regular linoleum floor, and you're, like, in the middle of a party, and somebody has just, like, a shoe, and it makes a sound that's scary. Loopy! I'd love to be around dead people. They don't argue back and you get some peace. Unless they died by violent means and they haunt you, and then their evil, vengeful spirits follow you back to your house. Or they're undead. I'm just saying. You had a friend that went to art school in Chicago that used to go into the morgues to draw. Ooh, to draw the bodies, or just because it was quiet? Probably still be nicer than your kids. Oof. Note to self, do not have children. Loopy. Krista's not scared of the outside darkness, but I guess it's just being in the dark. You usually have lights on all night. Just send Loopy's kids down into the basement. If there's snakes or creatures or monsters or whatever, the creatures will take the children out, and then Loopy can have peace and quiet. Plus, you don't have to be necessarily afraid of the basement anymore, because as most people can attest, the greatest thing is the fear of the unknown. And then you'll know. So see, I just solved all the problems all at once. King Dinosaur says that it was unsettling down there. For some reason, they had it set up like a low-rent motel room. Bad cheap paintings and a vase of flowers and a little table, and then around the corner, body bags with corpses. What in the fuck? Oh. That is creepy. I mean, I could see them going in there to draw the bodies because there's like the study of, you know, anatomy. But that's a little gruesome, Black Cat. Yikes. Bad things happen to you in basements. You want to hear a terrifying story about a basement? Here we go. I think I told this story a little bit, but this is I'll share it again anyway. This is a legit terror that I have. And when my back was really bothering me, my back was really hurt. This really fucking terrified me. And you'll hear why in a minute. So my dad had this older guy that he worked with who, you know, he I think didn't want to retire. So he continued to work there, and he was older and eventually retired. And then so was in this group with these retirees. And he's, you know, stops showing up, and then like, ooh, what? Hope something didn't happen. So they go to check on this guy, and what they find out is that the following happened. It was wintertime. He went outside to sort of clear off his little porch stoop or whatever. And when he came back inside, because he was a little cold and because his shoes were a little slippery, I think he was trying to dry his feet on the mat near the back door. And he stumbled and he fell down his basement steps. Didn't have a door to his basement steps that was closed, which I almost never keep the door to my basement or whatever closed either. But he falls down the basement steps and he hurts himself really bad. Hurts himself bad enough to the point where I think he broke his hip, hurt his back. Like, you know, he's an older guy. I think he might have been near his 80s or something at this point. But he gets fucked up falling down the basement steps. He doesn't have a cell phone. He doesn't live with anybody. So So he's trapped in his basement and he's crawling around on the floor and he's like yelling for help. But because it's wintertime, and in wintertime here in Michigan, most people stay home a lot. So he's down in this concrete tomb, basically, down in this basement. And he's crawling around down there, and he doesn't have any way to call for help. And so as he's crawling around, he's trying to look for any sort of supplies or anything that he can find, and he can't. And so he's like, I'm pretty much just going to die down here in my basement. He eventually finds that the pipe underneath his laundry sink has a slight leak to it. So he has to like lick and drink the water from this pipe and where it's dripping on the floor and try to like bang on it with his hand so that he can drink some of the water from this funky pipe. And eventually, I think one of his neighbors was like, boy, we haven't seen that guy out and about or anything for a while. And they kind of go over and look, and his back door is open a little bit of a crack. And they're like, hey, something seems wrong here. And they finally go in and they check on the guy. He'd been down there for 3 days. He was down in his basement in the dark, laying on the floor, busted all up for 3 fucking days. That, to me, is terrifying. I do not like the idea of, like, just hurting myself or my back or something like that and then just dying in my house. Ugh. Ugh. Not a big fan. You heard about the color of big fat globs. It's like a acrid orange, weird sort of color, isn't it? The thought of what could live in the basement. Especially if you break your back and you're crawling around down there. Some Gerald's Game level shit. Ooh, I feel like we got a good story coming from Loopy. One of your old neighbors used to drink. Yeah, it's pretty awful. When my back was hurting, I had all sorts, like, and I will say, that still terrifies me. I'm still occasionally afraid of my back. I mean, man, you hurt your back or something like that. I had the one day where it hit me like a spike and shit, I could barely walk. I had to like crawl around my house. And geez, the thought of like if you fell down your basement steps or if that hit you while you were walking down the steps and you fell and like bashed yourself up, like you might just fucking die down there. Loopy Lee continues. She died in her home, but because of the fact she pushed everyone away from her because of her addiction, she was dead in her house for 2 weeks. The cats even took bits out of her. Oh. Black Cat, do you think they went for the eyes first? Apparently, according to you, cats really like eyes, but maybe only fish. I mean, your animals, if your animals start starving, that's fucking terrible. Jesus. How did anybody finally find her? Was it from the smell? Well, dogs will eat you too, dude. A starving dog will totally eat you. If it gets to the point where that dog has no food left. I feel like cats might be a little more aggressive about it. But they will definitely be like, I am starving to death. It is time to eat. I mean, you gotta figure a dog will eat his own poop, so... Ugh. Not sure your house was attached, but didn't smell anything until you opened the door. Ooh. Did you, like...
Mmm. The eyes are delicious. They're very juicy.
Oh my God, Black Cat. Luby Lee, did you encounter any, like, I don't know, paranormal, weird feeling stuff about, like, that? I had was a guy like that in the condo complex I used to live in who passed away sitting in a chair near his like by his door wall. And he was an old guy, so he used to sit in there and he used to watch his TV all the time. And so the neighbors didn't really think anything of it until they were like, this seems weird. Like, he looks like he's literally in the same spot and hasn't really left his house. Again, here, a lot of people die here in the wintertime in Michigan. And when you can usually tell that somebody hasn't left their house is because when there's a fresh snowfall, you don't see anything cleared away. You don't see any footprints. You don't see the car moved. Nothing. And so they eventually go in and they, you know, they're like kind of knocking on the window and they look. And yeah, this guy had died sitting in this chair and his eyes are all staring open and his face is all, and he's got this like shit leaking out of his mouth. Like, God, that would have been fucking terrifying. Talk about nightmare fuel. Loopy says, it's weird, but at that time in your life, you were a massive drinker. Woke up and had to drink. And because of seeing what happened to her, you sorted your life out. You know, talking about a wake-up call, talk about, hey, maybe I should change my course. There's nothing like seeing or hearing a story like that to make you shape your shit up a little bit, right? I occasionally am like, God, I wish I could just, like, leave my fucking phone. But, like, dude, even now and then, like, when I go down in the basement, I just bring it. Because, again, if you end up having to call for help, I don't have any house phones. All I have is my cell phone. This basement's a finished basement, so it's relatively quiet down here. So I could scream and scream and scream, but once your voice kind of gives out, who's going to hear you? You'd just be down here crawling around. I sorted yourself out. You didn't have a drink for 3 years and learned to control the drink and not let it control you. Well, this may seem inappropriate, but cheers to that. Again, that's part of the whole thing with this nightcap, especially throughout people being locked down and this and that and the other. This is a way to help me make sure I didn't drink too much, because I have this one drink like this during the nightcap, and then that's it. Like, there's no more drinking. Done. You had 2 drinks on your birthday, and that was July, and not any sense. Seriously, good for you, Loopy Lee. Loopy, not to sound like I'm, like, picking on you or anything, but what about smoking? I know you were trying to ease back on the cigarettes, too. Have you had any luck with that or still struggling with that as well? But keep up. Krista says, keep up the good work. And, yes, that's a cheers to that. Keep up the good work on that one. Ellie, by the way, last time I talked to her, she still is occasionally creeped out about those noises she was hearing outside. She hasn't really heard that since. She doesn't know what that was. But she still occasionally gets spooked out and runs quickly from her car into her house now that it gets dark outside. I guess it's a Sasquatch. You just got to call over King Dinosaur and Black Cat to go talk to the Sasquatch. Maybe made a nice friend. Smoking would cut down a bit, but not giving up yet. You'd probably kill your kids if you didn't have any. I have switched, well, not switched, because I still like cigars. But I did switch to these nicotine pouches to sort of even that out. I don't know if you've ever tried any of those. I'd be interested to know if that works. But the pouches are pretty cheap. And what's good about that is they don't stain your teeth or anything like that. You just tuck it up in your lip and you just get, it's like just crystallized nicotine. And that's that. It's not easy. It's definitely not easy. His name is Kevin, King Dinosaur scolds. All right. I didn't know his name was Kevin. Jeez. Podcast folks, we'll take a quick break and be right back with some Are You Afraid? So as we come back from this, from the intermission, hopefully you refilled your delicious used cereal milk. By the way, Loopy, we should all ask Loopy about this. She's from the UK. Maybe it's a UK thing. Bill says he had a table saw kick back a piece of maple once. The thing just rocketed past his head and stuck in the paneling behind you. When I was in junior high school, the shop class teacher had this piece of wood that kicked back and hit him in the hand and just like disintegrated his hand. Just like broke all the bones. And he was also drunk, and so he kind of didn't really notice. And so he just kind of was like, oh, that doesn't feel great. And he like stumbles away. It's goddamn. Loopy Lee. So we talked a story yesterday. We went through like horrible sleepover stories. And one of the stories was about a guy who went to a sleepover, and as they were eating breakfast in the morning, he's like, wow, this milk tastes really, really sweet. And so what he noticed is that after everyone was done drinking or eating their cereal, the mother collected the bowls and poured all of the milk back in a separate container, carton. They reused their cereal milk. So, like, it's like a backwash container, and they would just continue to use that. We're like, what in the hell? Who the fuck? So it's like, hey, maybe that's a British thing. No. I'm just giving you shit. I love all you guys over there in the UK. King Dinosaur was afraid of the wind when he was a kid. He used to live in the middle of the woods, and every time there was a windstorm, you'd lose power, and you'd lay there in your dark bedroom and listen to the wind howl through those tall pines. You were sure one of those trees was going to fall on you and kill you. I don't like wind. You know who else doesn't like wind is Eric Kane. So next time you're on Twitter, just tell him to knock it off with the fucking wind. Like, I like a nice gentle breeze, but I hate wind. Wind can fuck off. I'm tired of it. Just stop it. Go blow, wind. How about that? You like that? Oh, you thought it was going to be breast milk? No, it's just reused backwash. I mean, that was pretty gross, though. You had a girlfriend who did that when she cooked dinner. She never bothered you over much, but you hosted a dinner party once, and wow, yeah, that didn't go over well. What, fed people breast milk? Or reused the milk? Wait, what? Bill, wait. Wait. What? She did the used milk? Spritz are not that skanky. Yuck. Oh, she'd scrape food back into the serving container off people's plates? Oh. I mean, like, if it's you and a loved one, maybe, I could say, like, oh, hey, it's your leftovers. But, like, Salami Steve or whatever is over there, and he's all... And then you put that guy's food back in some container? Fucking gross. Ew. Yeah, her and I, that's one thing. But, like, kind of whatever. I mean, if you're doing a lot of the other stuff couples do, it's not like it's that. But, like, at a party? Hey, you know what, that potato salad? Yeah, let me just put that back in the... That make me actually gag. I'm sorry. Ooh. No, you. I know. I was just being silly, Loopy. Although I did find this to be particular. And sorry, we're getting off track. Loopy, do you have a garbage disposal in your house? Do you even know what a garbage disposal is? I'm going to wait to see if Loopy answers. I'm going to take a drink and try to brain bleach the potato salad. You don't have one, but you know what one is. All right. There's one I went over to the friends I stayed with, when I talked about, they're like, what are you talking about? I was like, a garbage disposal. And like, a bin? And I'm like, no. Like, it's in like the sink, and you, and they're like, I've never heard of that. I was like, huh. Yeah, it's kind of weird. I am surprised that it's not more prevalent, to be honest. Do you really have to worry about restaurants that reuse? Oh, I try to just not think about that black cat because that makes me sick. The wind drove people mad out on the Great Plains. Isn't that where, like, stories of, like, the Wendigo and stuff come from, like the howling of the winds and all that during the storms? Anything else anyone is afraid of or gets the heebie-jeebies? I replaced this electric receptacle. So then I was telling my dad about that afterwards. He's like, oh, he's like, good boy. He's like, you know, a lot of guys, he goes, I've seen guys who do all sorts of shit but will not touch electrical. I'm like, dude, you pull the breakers, you make sure it's off, but there's always something where, like, you see that wire and you go to touch it and you're like, but what if not? Because, like, you're going to zap from that and that could be game over. Like, electricity freaks me the fuck out. And like, when you see stuff and you can hear that electric arcing sound, that is scary as shit. Keep that away from me. Like, electricity is amazing, but oh my God, is it terrifying. Light, electricity is like fire on meth. I feel like that's the best description of it. It's like fire on crack and like crack and meth and like uppers. And maybe even some ecstasy, because it, like, it wants you so bad. It wants to just get right into you and ground you and just zap you. Black Cat was afraid of thunder when she was very young. Now you absolutely love thunderstorms. Same way, and that's weird. I find that to be an interesting phenomenon. Maybe it's just the loud noise, and I don't know what. But, like, yeah, I was a little afraid of thunderstorms when I was a kid. But now I just love them. Shit, sometimes I actually like going and sitting outside them against my better judgment. Should you, I think that one video I had where I was outside in my condo and a bolt of lightning hit right on the other side of my fence that was so loud you could hear like the air sizzle and you could like you could smell that. Oh, that was so deafeningly loud. That was out of control nuts. But like that amount of power is just scary. Yeah, I don't like fucking around with electricity. That's no bueno. I don't know what terrifies me more, lathes and angle grinders or electricity. I got zapped once pretty bad by a capacitor too, because I was an idiot taking apart and looking at a camera and didn't realize at the time that, oh yeah, there's a charge stored up in the capacitor for the flash, and that thing fucking zapped me good. Holy shit, was that bad. Ms. Blacklight says that it took for moving from Illinois to, was that New Brunswick, Canada? For you to go from terror to affection of thunderstorms. That's kind of interesting. Why do you think is that, Ms. Blacklight? What was it about that, like, what was the transition period there? Was it age or just something about the different place? Like, scary in the city, but not sort of in a more rural area, or what? I also, because I've done this several times, have stubbed my toe and, like, ripped half my toenail and stuff off. So I occasionally, when I'm walking, if I, like, accidentally kick something a little bit, I get that mental stuck where then I'm like, ooh, don't kick and trip on stuff. And then I start doing it, and then I get, like, this mental fear, like, makes all the hair stand up on the back of my neck, and I think about, like, ripping all my toenails off. I know it's irrational, but Ms. Blacklight says, because there were storms, like, every 5 minutes, it's either live in high alert or get the fuck over it. Wait a minute. Where are you? I want to move by you. I love that many thunderstorms. That's incredible. That's like Thunderstorm Alley. It's raining here, but not thunder. There's no thunder or lightning. It's just kind of a cooler rain. But eventually, it became soothing, and now they put me to sleep. I love storms like that. Loopy says it's pissing down here. I want to say, like, just how's the weather over there in the UK? But, like, you guys had some, I think, some heat waves or whatever this summer. Did that sort of even out and go back to being all right? Meow the Cat says, already at work before going full stream. Popping by to wish you the best. Enjoy yourself. And don't forget to be an awesome person. Let the running begin! Meow the Cat, is there anything that you're afraid of that spooks you out or gives you the heebie-jeebies really quick? It stopped this week. You had rain all week there in the UK. Black Cat also has a fear of heights. Black Cat, is it sort of like mine, where it's like in certain circumstances, or is it just any heights? Like, do you immediately get vertigo and get like freaked out? See, like, I don't like being up, like you say, on like a tower or something like that. But like, if I'm on a roof or whatever, like, it doesn't really bother me. just get that weird ticklish feeling on the bottom of your feet. That's the height goblins trying to tickle you so that you do an antsy dance and you fall. That's what they're trying to do. That's what that is. You couldn't even stand in a chair for a long time, but now you got used to that. Oh, wow. So that's like really... Do you think, Loopy, that's because you're on the relatively short side? You'd shake and feel giddy? Ms. Blacklight has a phobia of parasites, and more specifically, parasitic worms. Parasitic worms are disgusting. Well, I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying, do you think it's because you are shorter? So stuff like that, when you're higher up off the ground, I mean, there's like a display, like, you know, when you're short down, your center of gravity and everything is low. So to be higher up, you're not used to that at all. I'm, you know, relatively taller at this point, so I'm used to having a higher center of gravity. So moving it up several feet really isn't that much of a, I feel like, a difference, but. Ooh, parasites, though. That's parasitic worms. Especially, you can get those ones in your eye. And then that one lady where, like, you could see it moving around in her eye. You left Florida and it was 80, 90 and sunny to 50 and 60 and rainy. I gotta be honest, I'd take the 50 and 60 degrees and rainy every day. Other than, I don't like the rain because then I can't ride my motorcycle. Well, I could, but I need to get like a cheap shit bike. Loopy, you're 5'2". So you're not like a... I mean, that's still like reasonable height. You're close to hobbit height. It has to be considerable height, like the side of a cliff that's thousands of feet. Yeah, I mean, that's... Especially if you get like right near the edge and you look and you're like... Your absolute worst fear. You think you go full side mode and try to carve them out of your body? Oh... Ms. Blacklight, I'm not going to... I have a feeling Bill has probably squicked away and either stopped watching the stream as soon as we mentioned that. That is like a... That's a big one. Like, that's revolting. Fucking parasites. Loopy. You know, if you have a fear of fights, heights or just falling, you're almost 5'2". So you and Loopy can have like a height thing. I mean, I feel like the thing about falling is it's not the falling that's dangerous. It's the sudden stop at the end, right? So like the height thing is like one thing, but like falling, he's still here, but he'd carve that shit without even flinching. Yeah, I mean, I had like a, like, even if I get like a bee stinger or something, I mean, like, I'd stick a knife and cut that fucking thing out. Get out of me. Like, so, this is not necessarily a fear or a thing I'm afraid of, but it's a bit of an irrationality. King Dinosaur says he's afraid of heights, but then he used to go up to Fossil Rock and climb cliff walls high and drunk, so... That's the thing about inebriation, though. It takes away some of that, right? But please, for the love of God, do not do that. Super quick side... No, I'm going to save the story. Remind me about that, King Dinosaur, because, oh my God, do I have a story for you all. You only fell off one cliff? I only had to hear a story about a guy falling off a cliff. And he's a very good friend of mine, and that's a harrowing tale. My uncle, he starts to experience some foot pain. And he kind of ignores it. He figures, he must have just banged it or bumped it. It kind of goes away, and then it kind of comes back. And man, his foot's really bothering him. And he's got sort of this, like, red spot near on the bottom of his foot. He's like, oh, I must have stepped on something in the yard. Whatever, no big deal. Rub some dirt on it, so to speak. So... He continues on, and man, his foot is just fucking killing him. It's like killing him. Like, oh my God. And he's like to the point where he can barely walk on this foot. And then he's like, he's sort of like pushing on his foot, and it like squirts this goop out. And he's like, uh-oh, like something is horribly wrong. So what in the fuck? So like, all right, my aunt is finally like, You dumb son of a bitch. We go to the fucking doctor. So he goes to the doctor. The doctor's like, yeah, dude, you got some sort of infection here in your foot, but like, seems local. Something's not right. So they eventually, I don't know if they gave him an x-ray or what, but they're like, you have a foreign body in your foot. And he's like, huh? So like, we need to do sort of like a little bit of a minor surgery, because that's... And so they numb his foot up, whatever, and they cut into the bottom of his foot. He had... You know those things like on tags on clothing where it's like the little clear plastic and it's got like the little post on one side and then there's a, like a little flat thing on the other side? Do you guys know what I'm talking about? I don't even know what that's called. It's that little plastic like stick. You know what I'm talking about? He had somehow stepped on one of those and it stuck up in his foot. And then his foot healed around it. And as he was stepping on it, it kept working its way up higher and higher into his foot until it was like pushing on the bone. And then because he was getting this infection, it was starting to like bore into the bone of his foot. So they pulled this plastic thing out of his foot. They're like, maybe don't walk around the house barefoot. And he's like, ah! And so I know anytime I take a thing like that off my clothes, if I drop one, I have this irrational fear and an obsession that I must find it, because I have an irrational, I know it's going to happen. I'm going to step on it and it's going to poke me in my foot and I'm not going to notice or whatever. And then it's going to get stuck in my foot and I'm going to have a goop problem. Is there a goop problem in Michigan? Kinda. It's a goopy state. I mean, you can see me. Look at this. Yikers. Yeah, so don't just be like, oh, I don't know, it's just following the rug. Who cares? Because you'll step on it, and it will bore a hole in your foot. It's like Phantasm, those things from Phantasm. King Dinosaur, you want to hear that story? Tell me that's... I'll tell you that story, like, Wednesday or Thursday. Remind me, because it's a good, spooky, creepy, oh my god, tale. Ms. Blacklight, what the fuck? You had a barnacle growing in his foot. Oh. What? Ew. How does that even happen? Krista says, hence why I always wear shoes, slippers, flip-flops in the house. Look, man, you gotta rock them Crocs all day, baby. You get some space Crocs, avocado Crocs, flame Crocs. Get yourself some Crocs. Just walk around the house in your Crocs, bro. He kicked a dock when he was a kid, and like a week later, he noticed something growing out from the wound. Oh. They made all the hair stand up in the back of my neck. I don't like that one bit. God, when I was little, the amount of shit used to do just barefoot and whatever, like, now I always wear, like, some sort of sandal or shoe or whatever. Oh, don't give me yuck on the Crocs. Crocs are premium footwear. They're the footwear for the new millennium, I'm telling you. They're incredible. Oh, and he pulled it out. It was, like, several inches long. Ew! Ew, that's so gross. Black Hat, I know Black Hat, you probably love it.
And barnacle foot.
You'd have just taken the whole foot? I mean, you might as well. It's sort of like the only way to be sure is to take off and nuke it from orbit. Just let the fucking barnacle have it, dude. Barnacle, you win. I'll just get a nice prosthetic foot. I'm done. They're not the new age jellies. Those jellies weren't even good footwear. They're like the Crocs, it's got a nice, that Croslite foam. mitigates impact. They're good for your joints. Like, oh, man.
I bet it smelled.
Of course, it was a foot barnacle. I've heard that feet barnacle have twice the odor that a regular dock barnacle has. The things we discuss on this show, that's, I mean, between used cereal milk and feet barnacles, ugh. And plastic foot, plastic thing. Jen, I don't like the idea of things getting stuck in my skin. I also, like, have a slight irrational fear about, like, tooth damage. I think maybe because I kind of had a good portion of that, and like it always just like it's like nightmare fuel. Oof. Miss Blacklight misses her Crocs. You gave them away because you're made to believe they were lame, but god damn were they comfy. Well, who told you that? Whoever made you to believe they were lame didn't know what the fuck they were talking about. Bill will tell you Crocs. It's all about the Crocs. Come on, back me up, Bill. You should get a new pair. I'll buy you a new pair. What kind of Crocs do you want? Let's get you some stylish ones. You always have dreams where your teeth fall out. It was cool to hate them all the time. I was a fool. I used to be a hater. I'm not going to lie. I used to be a Croc hater. And now that I'm on board with them, they're awesome. I cut my grass in the Bistro Crocs. They're great outdoor footwear. Careful, Black. It didn't. A week later, one of yours fell out from the root. Ah! No. Were you like eating a roast beef or something? It's just. Bloop. You want the Mary Jane style ones? They're cute. So, yeah, like they have all sorts of. It just came out. Oh. That's near nightmare fuel for me, and I'll probably have a nightmare about that today. But Black Cat is long past irrational fears. Now your hope is to
cause.
I mean, some of these aren't irrational. I feel like some of these are completely rational. A lathe will take your limbs off. An angle grinder will blast your eyeballs out of your head. Who wants parasites? They're gross. Falling off a thing, breaking yourself, writhing around in your basement, dying. I mean, I feel like none of these are irrational. I would have said maybe the teeth thing, but according to Loopy, your teeth may just fall out. So that's not irrational either. So. Ugh. Did like. I mean, Loopy, I gotta know, did they put it back in? Was it just like a dead tooth? Like, did it like bleed or hurt? See, I mean, I have a couple of teeth that are technically dead because I had root canals. So you gotta figure, like, you know, they cement the hole in it and whatever, but I occasionally worry and like eating crunchy stuff, like, don't be biting on that because you may just crack that tooth in half and that'll be game over. Didn't hurt or bleed? Ooh. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of medications that can do that. That's why I worry about that. That's part of the other reason why I take those nicotine pouches. I'm on a medicine to help stop sweating, and it can really dry your mouth out, and having a dry mouth like that is terrible for your teeth and gums, so I'm always like worried about it. Ms. Blacklight used to work super early in the morning, so you're scared of slipping in the winter, knocking yourself out, and freezing to death. You live in the frozen north. It happens. Shit, people turned their ankles while they were out on those expeditions, and they'd freeze to death in the snow. It was like the Jack London book, right? And then the guy goes to build a fire under a tree, and he forgets, like, oh, all the fucking snow from the tree is going to fall, and puts his fire out, and he dies. The morphine dries your mouth. Yeah, heavy, like, opiates and stuff like that absolutely dry you all out. You know, Loopy, maybe try these pouches, though, because they really do make your mouth water. Blacklight says people get super drunk and die in snowbanks every year. Yeah, I mean, it happens in Michigan, right? They get drunk and they pass out in some old abandoned building or whatever, and they just freeze to death out there. If you go to Nico Kick, that's where I got mine from. But you can get anywhere from 2 milligrams, I think, up to 16 to 19, which is really strong. But the nice thing about that is, yeah, you have something in your mouth, so your mouth waters, keeps your mouth from drying out. It's helped me a lot, because those candies about were dog shit. They're like this big, and they're like, you just quickly just eat it, and you're like, okay, it's gone, and now my mouth is back to being dried out. Well, fuck. Didn't really work very well. And they're expensive, too, because I wanted ones that didn't have sugar in them. Fucking rip off. Like, why can't you just make them with stevia or monk fruit? No, no. It's a bazillion dollars. It's fucking... Ugh. All right. Anything else that anyone else has a slight fear of? You know what's weird? I feel like I should probably be more afraid of riding my motorcycle, but I'm really not. And the thing is, the guy, when I took the class, he said, if you are afraid of this thing while you're riding it, you're going to get yourself killed. You need to respect it. You need to pay attention. But if you're so afraid of it, you're like, you're going to be too amped up on that and you're not going to be paying attention. But like, occasionally, every now and then too, it's like, you know, you're on the freeway, you're going 80 miles an hour on that thing. Like, dude, somebody hits you, you wipe out. Like, that's probably game over. But you can't think about that. And that doesn't really, I don't just like really think about that a whole lot. I'm more worried about, yeah, like stepping down off of a ladder and tweaking my back or something. Ms. Blacklight helped a guy 2 years ago, actually. Your hubby and you saw a guy stumble into a snowbank, obviously drunk, and he didn't get up, so he called 911. Jeez, man, that's... I mean, I get, like, don't drink and drive, but, like, and maybe with COVID it's harder, but, like, get a ride home. Even, like, the walking home. I had a couple people when I was working the door that wandered off, and, like, I can't leave my post. I can't go out over there. But they walked off, and, like, there's a freeway and shit over there, so I don't know where the fuck they went. Like, sort of a pseudo-industrial area over there. So they'd go stumbling off, and before you knew what happened, they would disappear. Like, fuck. That's midnight. The drink is empty. So we explored a lot of little, are you afraid of the whatever sort of stuff. I always find that stuff sort of fascinating. You know, some of them are completely rational. Some of them may be a little more or less than others, but obviously. ew, parasites. But like, anyway, I hope that does not give you nightmares tonight. I'm probably going to have a nightmare about my teeth falling out, so that's pretty great. Anyway, tomorrow, again, we're going to have a guest, so we're going to have Lady Winners on the show. We're going to talk about some horror movie production, as well as sharing some spooky personal tales. I've been saving up this story almost since the show started. So I'm going to tell you a very creepy story about a thing that happened to me. So that's going to be tomorrow at the regular time, 11 p.m. You aren't going to want to miss it, so make sure you stop by and check that out, another Cigar Goyle Lounge. So, end of the show today, as we say at the end of all of these particular episodes, stay safe, keep the faith, and all of that good shit. Make sure you get yourselves some rest.